rocking.
The Carnival Development Corporation's CDC Technical Committee and Decor Design Team will have their hands filled this carnival season as they seek to transform the Victoria Park for every event to be hosted at Carnival City. President of the Yulopan Movement, Rodney Small, said while all of their events will be held at Victoria Park this year, patrons will enjoy a different ambience for every event.
All of our events are going to be in Carnival City, Victoria Park. Now, that is not something that is going to be easily done, because you come to one show, then you have 9 other shows to go. Am I going to see the same Victoria Park? Am I going to see the same set design? Am I going to feel the same ambience? No. So we as a CDC now, the technical committees, the shows and marketing now have to come up with innovations of different set designs so you can feel different when you come to the same venue, different show, but a different atmosphere.
Mr. Small said the CDC will be seeking to bring all of the CDC events back to Carnival City Victoria Park as they try to move forward with the challenging times.
The innovation there and where the creative mind comes in is for us now as a CDC to create that different feel and that different atmosphere, but in the same venue. If you understand where I'm coming from. And I mean, there are different contributing factors to that. But I mean, we often refer to Victoria Park as Carnival City. So why not bring all of the elements to the Carnival City, right? So that is something that persons could look forward to. I know the shows and marketing committee is looking forward to see how many set designs we could create so that you don't come Monday and say, oh, Tuesday going to look the same or Wednesday, you know. So it's just to really create that and utilize a lot of the new world order of entertainment.
Mr. Small said another innovation they are looking at this year to further promote Vinci Mass is to have more of the CDC's events streamed online for people overseas to be a part of the festival. He said they will also be holding more promotional programs in communities across the country.
One of the other innovations is we're looking at streaming for the persons in the diaspora and the world on a whole to see how we can do streaming to cater for those persons who can't come home. So that is also something that we could look forward to. A lot of new marketing strategies have been put in place also. And I mean, as we're here speaking, there's one. So we have a thing called After Work Vibe, which is something that persons could look forward to. We use it as an opportunity to sell tickets, to bring information, and then we're going to be moving it to different parts of the country. So not just at Entice Bar and Cultural Store, but you might see us by VJs. They might see us down in Union by Snaggy. They might see us by Mikey in Salt Rivers. Because we have to find our carnival lovers. I mean, we have to move away from the central place and take it to different rural communities. Because they are the ones who patronize the festival. So, I mean, there are a number of different innovations that the CDC are actually working on and implementing.
President of the Yulopan Movement, Rodney Small. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.
Carnival is here again.